Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the National Treasures Podcast. I'm Laura Lex.
And I'm Will Duggan.
And as you've got to know by now, National Treasures is the podcast where we bring you along on a day out with us via your ears.
Yeah, it's an audio tour, but a cool, unlicensed one. It's the illegal rave of audio tours.
And in this episode, we're going to one of my favourite places in the world. It's so close to my house. We're going to Devil's Dyke in Brighton for what is sadly the last episode of this series.
Yes, we've come a cropper with our final three episodes. Our plans for those were curtailed by COVID, but it's fine. We'll be back for days out when the time is right.
Yes, but for now, though, enjoy what we had intended to be a lovely, peaceful walk, but ended up being an episode that's mainly just audio slapstick.
Yes, a small trigger warning for any very clumsy people out there. It was, and I can't stress this enough, very muddy.
I think this is my favourite episode. So put on some sensible footwear. I'm looking at you, William Duggan. And join us as we head back to December 2019 for a sunny winter's day walk in beautiful Sussex.
And we're recording. Straight in. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Will. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Should we tell everyone where we are?
We are currently on Dyke Road in Brighton, which is great because we are going to Devil's Dyke.
Devil's Dyke.
Yay!
Yay indeed. I can only assume we're quite close because of Dyke Road.
Yes, it's very, very close. So this one road sort of goes straight from Seven Dials right up out of Brighton, up a big hill, and then where you could turn off to go to the motorway to carry on up to that there London town, we will go straight over and past golf courses and past hills and past a sign that says this road is liable to flooding, which scares the crap out of me every time because I think if it's flooded this high up, then the whole world is in trouble. Don't worry about it.
You are very near the sea, though.
Yeah, but look how high we are. We're so much higher than the sea. If we're flooded this high, we're all dead, I think.
Yeah, fair. Well, at least we've started on a cheery note. Well, off to Devil's Dyke. I mean, I'll be dead in 5 years. Let's be bloody looking after the planet.
Are you excited about Devil's Dyke?
I am. I've gone in completely cold. I know nothing about Devil's Dyke. That's a nice car. So, sorry.
This is where all the rich people live.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, but this looks like there's a lot of money around
here. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of money in Brighton in general, but then in these ones here where the actual houses are rather than the houses with 9 flats in them. This is where the money is.
We've just driven past a house called Gatsby.
Oh, it's also where the knobheads are.
It makes me think that person's never read The Great Gatsby. He's not the hero. So, yes.
Capitalism is the hero.
I'm very excited for Devil's Dyke. I know nothing about it. I like the outside. And, you know.
What are you picturing? Because this is one of my places. I love Devil's Dyke. I often ask to go there on my birthday. I like to walk around it. I think it's really a beautiful place for a walk, and it's, I don't think I've ever been anywhere quite like it.
So what I'm imagining is there's a place where I grew up called Twywell Hills and Dales.
Sounds beautiful.
Which is like, well, we used to go there. I'm from the Midlands. We used to go there, well, to underage drink and try and kiss girls. But I'm imagining a big version of that. So we've just sort of left built-up urban Brighton with the houses, and we've immediately come into the countryside, and it's incredible. It's Hovis advert.
Yeah.
In the south.
But then if you twist your head around like a little owl,
okay,
and look over there.
The sea.
See the sea.
Oh my God.
So it's like, this is why I love Brighton so much, because you absolutely in the middle of a city with your kind to the planet supermarkets and all that stuff, then you're on the beach and you're in absolute grog or heaven, and then 2 minutes later in the car you're up here and you're in the middle of the countryside.
Now I want to jump back a second because I don't want to interrupt you. Grockle heaven.
Grockling.
What's grockling?
Grockling, like touristing, like going and playing on the slot machines and stuff.
Oh, grock, I've never heard the word, so like...
Is that, might be, you know, when you suddenly go, oh God, is that just what my dad calls
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've never heard the word in any context before.
Grockling, that's what we used to call going to the pier and...
2p like, machines,
yeah,
candy floss.
Yeah, like touristying on the, go and be grockles for the day.
I mean, I like it, but yeah, it's just your dad. If you've heard of grockling, let us know on Twitter, at TreasuresPod. Oh, first little plug, my first rodeo.
We've picked a good day for it today, actually.
You know what,
this blue sky is making it look extra brilliant.
It's a proper, it's one of my favourite kinds of weather, this, because it's winter, it's cold, like I've got a coat and I need it, but also it feels hot in the car.
Yeah.
Right, so how far are we now from the dike, Laura?
Couple of minutes.
Right, so Laura, I said earlier that I'd had a little look on TripAdvisor because I knew nothing about Devil's Dyke. And as ever, TripAdvisor has been absolutely fantastic because the kind of person who does something and then thinks, I must tell everyone, is always a bellend.
Like two people that went for a big walk and did a whole podcast about it.
Yes, but we are giving it out into the domain to be found. We aren't posting it on... You know.
Yeah, we're
please
not.
Don't highlight my hypocrisy. So would you like to hear a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, or 1-star review?
Yes, please.
Which one?
A 5-star to start. Let's start positive.
Okay. Clearly going through some tough times.
Oh, no.
A place to get perspective.
Okay.
No matter what the weather, this is such a beautiful spot. If you time it right, you can watch the hang gliders take off and circle the skies.
You can.
And now, let's go to why everyone will listen to Ghost TripAdvisor. The ones. Outrageous parking price. Oh, you're on a national trust,
£2,
right? It's £3. If you want a quick wander and a few photos, go somewhere else. I hate the National Trust. Absolutely mad. People are mad. Okay, welcome to Devil's Dyke. Bit of admin at the top.
So... We have already recorded this portion of the podcast once.
Maybe about 5 minutes.
We
some
had
good
a,
info in there.
A lovely bit where we got to the car park and Will gave his first impressions on seeing the dyke for the first time.
I said it was nice.
And then, unfortunately, within 4 minutes of walking, Will did the funniest fall I've ever seen in real life and deleted the recording.
By accident?
Yeah, by accident. And he's fine, but... oh, if only we were filming this, because I've never seen anything quite like... He fell for so long.
I slipped on some mud, and I think I fell for about 15 seconds.
So, that aside, we are at Devil's Dyke. Will, what do you think of it?
I like it. It's very muddy. first impressions, we came out through the car park, then we turned over a stile, and I saw the dyke, and it was lovely. It's a valley. On one side, it was all shadowy. The other side, it was all light. And it was down into a dip, which I thought was made by a glacier. But Laura has made very clear it's not made by a glacier.
No. So I did some reading into what caused it. And I think for a long time, people did think it was a glacier. But actually, I think it was ice fields that melted. And then it was a sort of river situation, wore this away into the very chalky... ground that we have here.
And you were saying before I fell that in the Victorian, possibly earlier.
Well, I'm trying to remember because I wanted to be super knowledgeable, but stuff doesn't stay in my brain. In the Victorian period, this place was like an amazing tourist destination. They had all circus stuff and a fairground, and like it was really touristy.
Great.
But like a theme park kind of thing. And I think they might have even had like a monorail or something that came up here.
That's so Victorian, monorail.
Yeah.
Like, have you, monorails and steam lifts and that?
Yeah, they were industrial. Well, they were making the most of the technology, I suppose, weren't they? Nowadays, it's all touchscreen, everything, isn't it?
Oh, Nan.
We were like, oh, they loved a touchscreen in 2019. What I'm realising as we make our way down, so we're heading down into the deep V. Everybody else is walking up the edges, and I think they might know more about the slippiness of the inner bit than I do.
And now we have both fallen over.
Oh, well, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, God, Lauren, and he went.
But you like it, do you? Have you ever been anywhere like this before?
No, I haven't.
Were you like a rambly family?
No, Christ, no. my mother... Oh, no!
It's okay. You're alive.
My mother, for reasons that I'm very quickly starting to agree with, hates camping, etc. I was in the Scouts.
See, we would walk quite a lot, because I'm from Somerset, and I grew up just right in smack in the middle of the Quantock Hills. And we had like a dog as a kid and stuff, and we live like our house backs onto quite a lot of fields, so we would walk a lot. I don't think I loved it as a younger child, but then as a teenager I got into it.
It's one of those things, isn't it, like going out into the countryside that you don't, as a kid, it's almost a punishment. Like, get cold, get wet, get outside, get covered in bloody mud on your brand new duffel coat, actually.
You've now managed to set fire to your duffel coat and cover it in mud.
In about half an hour, I accidentally just like let my cigarette hit the wing of the coat.
My first favourite thing about this is the sound quality now that we're right down in the dike.
That's almost like proper silence.
Yeah, you can just about hear the rumble of that plane, I think, going overhead. But it's just such a dead sound down here. Because it was quiet at the top of the hill, but it's so deadened down here. You're like, it's like being in a bath made of grass.
Bath made massive. Of grass.
Sure. for the northerners. I just love it. It's such a bizarre... I mean, I've been in valleys before, but this is such a V shape.
Yeah,
that having walls like this made of fields is so unusual.
I've been in a valley, but never one where... Because it almost is like, is they say a V. The path we're walking on is quite narrow, but also the only path. There's a dog coming towards us. I'm very excited.
I like other people's dogs on walks.
I just think you proper see them become wolves again.
That's a stretch for this little guy. This is the fluffiest, smallest dog.
He's got a scent. He's eating that grass. He's
I think it might be his tennis ball.
Oh, it's a tennis ball. We've just come across some partly erupted metal.
Ooh.
Which is definitely from when you were saying about when they used to... That looks industrial to me, like old farmy.
Do you reckon?
I'd love to know what that is.
I don't know.
I have an archaeology degree, you see, and these sort of things are very fascinating to me.
I did read about a big rave that happened here about 5 or 6 years ago. 2,000 people turned up to an illegal rave down here.
I've been to an illegal rave. Have you?
No. You really have to ask. I'm currently hosting a podcast about nice walks you could do around the UK.
Yeah, I think the two least ravey people I know. You know, I'm a rave, Laura.
It's not for me, raving. It's just not my bag of tea.
I still call it a discotheque, given the option. Now, I tell what worries me here, Laura. As beautiful as it is, as nice as the cold and the sound is, I know how dangerous it was coming down that slope.
Yes.
I must feel that there's going to be an up bit of that at the end.
There's going to be an up bit fairly shortly. But what I like about this route is that we don't have to up it up a field slope. So the route that we're currently taking, when we go up, we get to go up through a nice foresty bit.
Okay.
It's not going to be not difficult. Not. But...
What?
It's at least a change of scenery.
Is the word you're looking for easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get the feeling you're not overly impressed, so.
I have genuinely loved it, but my bum is wet with mud.
Yeah.
Which I feel has coloured my opinion somewhat.
But that fall was beautiful.
Maybe try and describe it, because
It was sort of like, first of all, you slipped, like one foot went, and there was a bit of a, and then you were doing like a sort of comedy run to try and get your balance back, which sort of looked like, oh, okay, he's regaining his balance. And then all of a sudden the other leg went and you just starfished flat out on your back. I'm sad that we lost the recording we'd already done, but I wouldn't change what happened.
You wouldn't change it for the world?
No.
Oh, my God! Hey, guys, I'm not really a natural woodsman, but I've learned some things today. Number one is, don't wear Converse.
No.
Ever.
Hey, turn around and look where we've been.
We've come a lot further than I thought we had.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, so we mentioned the shadow. It's really nice doing this in winter because the sun is going on obviously quite a narrow arc across the sky. That shadow has already increased quite a lot in the 20 minutes we've been walking.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to hear some folklore about the dike?
Do I ever?
Right. So, did some reading up. Local folklore explains the valley as the work of the devil.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Worrying.
Yeah. The legend? Oh, no, I just kicked a massive turd. Let's stop while we do this folklore, because otherwise I'm going to be so covered in turds. Oh, that's really sad. I believe that the devil does own this place now.
Well, we've not had a nice time.
We have had a nice time. You just have to accept that there's turds in this nice time. The legend holds that the devil was digging a trench to allow the sea to flood the many churches in the Weald of Sussex.
Oh, sorry, Sussex.
You didn't need to do that, devil. Just let boomers deal with fossil fuels, and they've done it for you. The digging disturbed an old woman who lit a candle or angered a rooster.
Right.
One or the other.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sorry. The old woman was disturbed, and yeah, as a result of which, she either lit a candle or she personally angered a rooster.
Yes.
Right. The weird flex.
Oh, maybe it's the devil. Right, I read it as the old woman either lit a candle or angered a rooster, but it's the devil either angered a rooster or disturbed an old woman.
Yeah, I can't. If I was going out of my business and the devil disturbed me, I wouldn't go, where's that fucking rooster? Boy.
But would you go, oh, where's that candle?
Well, if the devil was nearby, I'd want light.
Oh, I don't think I'd want to give him anything fiery. He's really good with fire.
He is. Yeah.
Anyway.
Famously.
Right, so either disturbed an old woman with a candle or angered a rooster, rooster and woman not associated with one another, making the devil believe that the morning was fast approaching.
Because the cock-a-doodle-doo or the light.
Yes. The devil then fled, leaving his trench unfinished. The last shovel of earth he threw over his shoulder fell into the sea, forming the Isle of Wight.
Right, big, big shovel then.
Yeah, he's a big devil.
So he heard a rooster and just went, well, that must mean the morning's here.
Yeah.
Or he saw a candle and went, that's definitely the sun.
Yeah, there's not much logic to the stories. I think in another version of that folklore, similar, he's trying to dig it all out to flood Sussex. And then he was worried about getting wet, so he stopped, because he's vain. And his
he
vanity,
is vain.
Vanity gets in the way of stuff.
We're not vain, are we? Your feet are covered in shit and my back's covered in mud.
My right knee is also covered in mud.
Listen, you were losing that. I think I've taken over.
Yeah.
Is my back covered in mud?
Oh, my life, you really fell. You could have done yourself some damage then. I once really hurt my back. 10 years ago, I got a season job working in Lapland as an elf.
I saw a Twitter post recently.
Well, yeah, I found the photos and I was like, oh, I don't know why I've never really talked about this. And one day we went tobogganing, and then at the bottom of the hill there was this massive mound of snow.
Sorry, I thought bogganing was a place.
Yeah, we went to the town of bogganing. Oh, that's a horrible name. Yeah, and I went over, like, coming down the hill at quite some speed, went over this bump, and then was sort of, I clearly remember thinking as I was in the air, oh, I haven't thought about how I'm going to land. And I landed sat bolt upright and just completely compacted my spine on impact.
You had enough, awful, sorry. Mm. You had enough time in the air to go.
I really flew. There's a video of it somewhere. I flew about 6 feet. Up and across, like, was coming down. It was a 1,200-metre toboggan run.
Oh, my God.
It was really big. And then there was this big mound of snow, which I'd sort of shot over at speed. So I was flying for a while thinking, oh no, I've not thought this through at all. But I was too scared to tell them I'd hurt myself because I thought they'd have to stop me doing the job I was there to do.
Being an elf.
Mm. If they knew I'd really hurt myself, they'd have to do health and safety. And plus the nearest hospital was like 4-hour drive away.
4-hour sleigh ride away.
Oh, there's some cows up there having a little frolic.
We are. God, yeah. I love cows.
It's that there. So up on the top of the hill in front of us, a load of cows have just come gambling over the hill. It's a bit like a really terrible reenactment of the Simbas down
there. Oh, my God, yeah.
Except there's only 12 cows and they're really far away from us.
So we've just come out of the end of the hills now. Is this the end of the dike?
I think so. I think as far as the actual... Well, I mean, I think that this V bit is the bit that's the dike.
Right. I've made an error of route.
Oh, yeah. You've got to come down this squelchy slope now.
Okay. Let's hope that the... No. Oh, fucking Nora. Yes, please. Yes, please. I smashed it. Laura took the easy route and nearly died.
Do you know what? Also, on Sunday, I went for a run with comedian Rob Deering, friend of the podcast, who has a running podcast called Running Commentary. It's really fun. And sometimes I go on that. And so my leg muscles today are agony. So trying to upright myself suddenly on all these sudden slips is killing me. Back in the sun now.
We're back in the sun.
Nice, doesn't it?
Nice on our backs.
Nice on your muddy. It's drying out all the mud on your back.
That's good. That is good.
It's drying out all the turds on my toes.
Well, I've enjoyed this, actually.
Well, you're about a third of the way around, so...
Great. I also think that I can see why they had an illegal rave here.
The acoustics?
Yeah, but also, you're in the middle of nowhere. I bet it's great. You wouldn't really annoy anyone either, would you?
No. Well, there's a few houses.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so we've just left the dike proper and are heading up through a very nice little woodland path with wood steps inset into the hill.
Yeah, so the terrain changes. This is my second in my top three favourite things about this walk, is that you get really distinct, different scenery to walk through. So 2 seconds ago we were in this like amazing valley ravine, fields, looking at cows, sunlit, and then suddenly you turn climber style and you're in like the wood from the Mimpins. And it's steep here. This is tough on 33-year-old knees.
I don't think anybody has thought about the Mimpins in the last 15 years apart
what?
From me.
I love the Mimpins. Don Minnie, little Billy. What are you up to in there?
I mean, now we've definitely got in trouble with the estate of Roald Dahl.
Oh, well. So this is where the podcast is going to get very breathy, because we are now climbing a hill. You can suddenly hear the road once you come out of here as well.
Oh.
What I like is if you look to your right now, you've just got this golden hill capped with, like, that proper good wintry sunlight. But we're all in shadowy woodlands, and it looks really cool.
It's really nice.
But that's what I like here. You drive up here and you know, in one place. But, like, if you come on this walk with kids, this is the bit they go nuts for, because they're Gruffalo hunting, they're searching for things to climb, hiding, running in and out, and as adults you're just desperately trying to get up the hill.
Wishing you'd never started smoking.
Well, if setting fire to your coat and dying here isn't enough to get you to quit, then...
Then what, Laura?
Then what will? What will it take, Will Duggan?
Loads of mushrooms under this tree.
Oh, yeah. Probably not edible.
Probably wildly
they
inedible.
They look a lot like chewing gum. Do you like this smell? This, like, mulchy...
Do you know, this smell... We got in trouble at school once because Dr. Murdin, science teacher...
Did you go to a fancy school?
No, I did not. At all. Dr. Murdin was very angry at us because we had mud on our shoes. And he's like, you've been in the other part of the playground, you're not allowed to go
right.
in. We're like, no, we haven't, sir. He went, yes, you have. And he explained, he could tell from the mud on our shoes, it was this kind of mud. And he said it was full of hummus.
Hummus?
Yeah, but this was before hummus the food was... obviously it's been around for thousands of years.
Before
but,
the middle classes had their sticky fingers on it.
So then, when hummus appeared, I thought, I'm not eating that. It's come from mud. And it took me a good, like, 3 or 4 years of being aware of hummus... existing to try in it. No.
Because you were scared it was mud.
Yeah.
Okay, we're pretty out of breath now. We're on the last of the climby steps out of the... I mean, what are these? Is this loads of tiny trunks on a tree? I don't know. I don't know trees. Anyway, we're climbing out of those, and then when we get to the top of this bit and out of these... Well, I want to say willowy trees, but I don't know what they are.
Lovely trees.
Lovely trees. The view to the right is my next and final top three things about Devil's Dyke.
So just here, I want to come out and turn right.
Come out of here, and you're so out of breath from climbing, and then you can stop on this ridge.
Oh, that is summit, isn't it?
What I really like is that there's a sort of, I mean, it's just flat, like a basin for miles and miles and miles, miles and miles and miles. You can vaguely see some hills right over on the horizon.
Good, you've remembered the word.
Yeah, Grockle, but they're quite far away. But from where we are, to our left, you've got the South Downs creeping round, like edging along, and you can just... In my head, I can really imagine this being the seabed. And then the way that those hills slope down, they just look like they've been washed with water. They're so gentle, the way they creep down into the sort of duvet of fields.
How poetic.
Thanks, mate.
I just like it. I think it looks good.
I just think it's beautiful. Oh my, right, so what you can't see on recording is the fairly sheer drop to our right that Will Duggan keeps trying to dive down unsuccessfully so far.
I don't feel like this. I always feel quite at home in the countryside, but I really haven't
it's
shown
the
that.
Shoes, it's the shoes,
it's the shoes.
You're not a natural mountain goat, are you?
No, I'm not, no.
If you were an animal, what animal do you think you'd be?
Now, by that, Laura, do you mean what animal would I want to be?
No, what animal would you, as an honest answer, say you are?
Fat meerkat.
Why?
I'm quite inquisitive.
All right.
Get quite easily distracted. Was looking
but
around.
But you can't get distracted if you're a sentry meerkat. You have to be really on point.
Well, I wouldn't be one of those.
Just king meerkat.
Yeah.
I'd be a killer whale if I could be an animal.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, is that...
I'm not... No, that's the one I'd want to be.
Okay,
are we still recording?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm not a killer bat, no.
I love that's a little that's a little peek behind there that now people don't think that when we start recording, we start talking to each other. Do you know what I'd be? Wait a minute, is this worth talking about? Go on, Laura. If you were an animal, what do you think you'd be?
If I was an animal, yep. I definitely would be prey. I'm not a predator. I can't walk and talk, so we'll have to stop and look at the view again. I would be something like a vole, I expect. Maybe a hedgehog.
No, I don't think you'd be a vole.
I think I'd be a sort of English countryside.
I think you're more savvy than a vole.
I don't know if I am savvy. I think people just protect me.
All right. Maybe you could be like a weasel.
Oh, no. From aren't weasels quite vicious? Not fighty. I'm non-confrontational. I would run away from anything.
Okay. Maybe you're
Maybe a bird.
A badger?
I think they're quite fighty as well.
And they've got
TB,
actually.
I've got TB too.
Oh, right. We'll just leave that hanging? Chinchilla. You'd be a chinchilla.
I'd be a chinchilla. I'd be a great chinchilla. I've got good hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be happy to be a chinchilla.
Right, should we walk back up to the end?
Yeah, it's a cool view though, isn't it?
Good view. We've just walked along, well, it was a sheer mountainside, wasn't it, Laura?
Yeah. But I quite like that, yep. When it's rustic. I don't want it to be a paved pathway.
I enjoyed it a lot. It was great. We're about to do the last final ascent into the car park, which is the end of the dyke walk. And we're going to have a little, maybe a pint or a sandwich or a coffee.
It's really steep, though, this last bit. Like, this is like, it's not really walking anymore. This bit's more like scaling.
Okay.
How do you feel about this?
Well, I feel good. I'm already covered in shit. My shoes are ruined.
Your coat's on fire.
My coat's on fire. I'm knackered. I want a fag.
But it'll be good. We'll get another really good moment. Well, we'll do this bit, and then there'll be another one of those... Ah, we did that, and now look at the view. It's a little further away because we're higher.
And then we're going to go and sit in the pub. Tell us about the pub, Laura.
The pub is not great. Now, I don't want to disparage it, but I think it's one of those places that knows it's all we've got up here and doesn't have to try that hard to have great turnover.
So despite having nothing to... I know nothing about this area. I had a look on TripAdvisor for Devil's Dyke The Walk. And very highly rated.
Mm-hmm.
But every single one-star review is like, lovely walk, ruined!
Yeah. I wouldn't eat at this pub. It's a bit chainy. It's okay. Not terrible. It's not like they're going to fight you or spit on you or anything.
We're talking chicken googons and a googons.
Googons.
You know, googons.
Googons.
It's what grockles eat.
Ah, Gatsby's googons. No, it's just a bit they haven't had to try. It needs market forces up here.
It's the my career of pubs. We'll see you unless one of us... Imagine... If we fall on this scaling...
Do you want it still released if this is it? If these are the last words of Will Duggan, do we want to release it? Because I'm not carrying you up this hill if you hurt yourself.
If this is it, do your best.
Me or everyone?
Everyone. This is now my goodbye.
You're really
goodbye.
Looking at your phone, so I just wanted to check.
Do your best. Look after each other. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right, we're at the top now. We've done the hard bit. We did it well.
We did it well?
Very little slippage.
Laura, what do you think about the concept of walking, if you think about it?
You dickhead. So I just said to Will, off microphone, do you ever try and manually think about walking and realise how difficult it is to do if you're thinking about putting each leg in front of the other?
And I said nothing. I was so bamboozled by the concept, I just started recording again. So that wasn't... I didn't have to suffer this alone.
But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, walking's really easy. But then if you try and think, now I'll lift up my right thigh, move it forward, bend the knee, move the foot, then it's really hard.
Well, yeah. You ever try breathing manually?
Yeah, right. Really difficult. Oh, we're properly walking into the sun now. It's that, like, wintry blindingness.
This is the one point I think the sound quality might dip because it is just wind.
Yeah. There we go. I'm now doing a little thing like our microphone is a candle. This
pop
little
shield.
Guiding light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Less of that. You're desperate for us to get sued for copyright infringement, aren't you?
The Bible can't sue you. That's a Bible story.
The Catholic Church can't sue you, you think?
Oh, not for being pro.
We're not. Also, there are no songs in the Bible.
I think there are psalms. They're songs.
They're psalms.
Same thing.
Oh, my God.
They just didn't have music notation then.
Yes, they did.
Oh.
When you...
This archaeology degree has taught you so much.
And Catholic upbringing. When you said that you come here for your birthday...
Yes.
What do you do? Just that walk?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I like walks. I get really angsty about city stuff, and I think it's probably wanting to go back to childhood when it was all simpler, but I quite like doing stuff now that was like a big staple of my childhood.
Okay, so we're now settled in the pub. We've got a lovely view and it's nice and toasty warm. Will's got an Earl Grey tea. I've got an English breakfast tea because I'm a decent human being.
Well, you don't have that tea?
It's all right, but it's not what you want after a long walk.
It's honestly what I want all the time.
We've been round, we've had a lovely walk. Would you come again?
Yes, I would come again. I've made some changes. I'd come in better shoes.
Yes.
And I'd bring a thermos.
Ooh, what would you have in the thermos?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah.
You'd have a sticky mouth hot chocolate on a walk like that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why do you hate my beverages?
I love hot chocolate. I just don't want hot chocolate while I'm walking and hiking. Okay, and if you were to come back, who would you come with?
Anyone that wants to come.
But who can you see yourself bringing on this from the Will Duggan collective of entourage?
Edward Easton and Peter Otway.
Nice, okay.
Because, I'll tell you why those two. Because Pete Otway, friend of the podcast, lives in the Lake District. And when we go to stay, because the three of us used to live together, and we once or twice a year get together for a weekend, get battered. And when it's at where Pete lives, we go walking up a mountain in the Lake District, and we all really enjoy it. Have a few tinnies on top. Lovely.
And how was the dike formed?
Soft wash.
We think.
That or Satan.
As an archaeologist.
Yeah.
If you were digging.
Manchester University, 2008-22.
What would you be digging for?
I don't know this area well very tall.
Sussex. It's got the devil, it's got some roosters.
Stone Age stuff, maybe.
Right.
We'd look for evidence.
Does that mean stones?
What?
If you're digging for Stone Age stuff, are you looking for stones?
We're looking for things from the Neolithic. So.
But would they be made of stones?
Oh, yeah, it's a Stone Age.
Okay, that's what I was just checking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will is now looking at me with such a look of how is this idiot functioning?
Well, it's the Stone Age.
Yeah, but I don't know necessarily what that means. Like, was it just the houses were made of stone or was everything
made of stone? The houses were made of stone. The tools are made of stone.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Technology.
You. Don't get mad at me.
The technology is. Oh, shut up. No one I know can push my buttons like you, Laura. The technology was stone.
I'm asking a genuine. I'm not even trying to wind you up.
Stone axes, stone hammers, Stonehenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and I know you don't want to rate it out of 10 because you're.
Very positive person.
Very positive person. If you had to level a criticism at the dike that wasn't your footwear, what would your criticism be?
I didn't see enough wooden creatures in the forest.
But it is midwinter. It is mid-December.
Yeah, right. Well, that's...
So woodland creatures aren't really out and about.
Okay, fine.
It's fine criticism to level at it, but I think you need to level that at the season rather than the
location. There was an Alsatian at the end of...
I hated that.
And he proper ran at me, and it scared me.
I mean, it was quite far away and behind a fence, but it did bark.
Yeah, and you know, the Alsatian.
Okay.
It's lost a point for the Alsatian. It lost a point for my muddy coat.
Okay.
Eight.
We're going 8 out of 10 for Devil's Dyke.
8 out of 10 for Devil's Dyke. Lovely.
We would recommend.
Would recommend. 4 Will Duggans out of 5.
And that was our day at Devil's Dyke.
And we're very sorry to say that some Will Duggans were harmed in the making of this episode. How are you feeling, Will?
It's a tale of two stories, Laura. The physical scars have healed. Yes, it's been 6 months. But my dignity remains damaged. My dignity and my bloody duffel coat.
Oh, I love that double coat. I'm very sorry that you fell so much, but it was very, very funny. And I will be listening to that episode on repeat until I can see your lovely little face again. Right, so normally it's around now we do our usual regular feature. Yes, that's obviously what we meant. But given that that was just a simple walk...
Nothing simple about it, Laura. Thank you.
Not for you, no. You found putting 2 feet in front of the other very hard. Is there anything we need to correct, Will?
Yes, there is. There's loads. This one is a lesson for everyone. Friends, Romans, countrymen, learn from old Willie's mistakes. wear sensible footwear and try, where possible, to not set your own coat on fire.
So basically, don't be Will Duggan. And that's it for Yes, That's Obviously What We Meant.
And there we go. End of the episode, end of the series. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you. We really loved making it. And the fact that people are listening to it and finding it friendly and cosy is... It's been... Well, I don't know about you, Will, but for me, it's been a real highlight of lockdown.
It has filled what is otherwise a void in my... relentless trudge towards death, Laura.
And if you want to help us out, obviously we're a brand new podcast. It's so hard to get a podcast going. One of the things you can do that, like, it seems silly to ask, but if you can give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to your podcasts and a little review, just a line, just to tell people that it's good and that it's worth trusting and having a go with, you have no idea how helpful that is to getting this podcast going.
I've made a list of some adjectives you may wish to use in your review. Brilliant.
Well.
Fantastic. Handsome. Alluring. Will Duggan.
Yes. You are so stupid. I do love you. And you can tweet us. We're at Treasures Pod. We've had lots of lovely tweets this week. Penny, we've been chatting with, who's just caught up on the whole series, I think, in about 3 hours. So thank you for listening. And lots of people over on the Instagram. So we're at Treasures Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll still be there, even while the episodes aren't coming out. We will be there thinking of nonsense for you.
Oh, Laura.
Yes?
There's a knock at the door. What's this? Oh, it's a postman. There's a letter.
Oh, stand 2 metres away from them.
Thank you, postman. Fling me old Willie's postbag. Ian Robinson, lovely Ian Robinson, who works at Chory Little Theatre, sent us a email about Warwick Castle, just saying that him and his partner Estelle had got some National Trust like English Heritage passes and gone round in as many as they could. They're a big fan of Warwick. They like the Trebuchet shows. It's also a Royal Weekend party where you can learn about 20th century. But he says he agrees it's a little bit commercial. If you want a more authentic experience, go to Kenilworth Castle. So pop that on the list. So thank you, Ian.
Yeah, all right. Kenilworth Castle, that is down for series 2.
Sack.
I also, can you put, I want Gawthorpe Hall on the list. I've just finished reading a fiction book about that. The Familiars by Stacey Hall's really good. Loved it. So I want to explore there. That's up in Lancashire. So... I want to do that one, please, as well. If you're listening, by the way, and you've got places you'd like us to go and visit, like they might be your favourites, or you've just seen them on something, or they're near you, but we're, like, putting together the list for Series 2 for when the world's open again, so do let us know if there's somewhere you want us to go, and we will consider it. So at Treasures Pod on Instagram and Twitter, or email Old Willie's Postbag.
NationalTreasuresPodcast@gmail.com.
We'll miss you, but we'll be around. And thank you so much for listening to the first ever series of the National Treasures Podcast.
You are dreams. Thank you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.